What's up, Willingdon Church? This is the What's Up at Willingdon podcast, where you can get the inside scoop on upcoming events, answers to frequently asked questions, and get to know some of our leaders. We're glad you're tuning in. Here are our hosts, John Best and Penny Fuchihara.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the What's Up at Willingdon podcast. John and Penny here. We're just going to talk about a few things this week that you might want to have on your docket. Hey Penny.
Hey John, how are you?
Great.
Oh, it's so good to be back. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
It has.
Yeah.
So you want to ask me a question?
I do. So tell me, I think this week we're doing the prayer walk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. So starting on Sunday, May 29th, and going through Friday, June the 3rd, we're going to be partnering with a bunch of other churches in Burnaby for a prayer walk. And how it works is this. You go to the website prayforburnaby.com, and a map will pop up and you can pick a street. And so what we would love to do is encourage all of you to pick a street in Burnaby, and every day, if you could pray for that street, preferably by being on that street, walking and praying, doing a prayer walk.
Oh, I love that. So you can sign up by going to
prayforburnaby.com.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. And you can also get there through our website as well.
Yeah.
Right. So if you go through and go to the events area at the bottom of the homepage, you can also click on that and that will take you to that website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Love it. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So We would encourage you to sign up. There are 983 streets in Burnaby, in case you didn't know.
Wow.
And I looked yesterday at the website. So far, about 115 people have signed up when we're recording this. So there is a lot of space left.
We have about 800 more streets to go.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's fill it up and pray for our city in partnership with a bunch of other churches. One important thing to note is on Friday, June 3rd in the evening, 7 p.m., we're going to have a prayer summit at Willingdon. It's going to be kind of a culmination of this prayer walking week. And so people from other churches will be here as well. And we would love to have you join us either in person in our sanctuary, 7 p.m., or it's going to be live streamed on our YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So that is on Friday, January the 3rd.
Not January, June 3rd.
Oh, sorry.
You're stuck in the winter. June 3rd.
Friday, June 3rd. Yeah, that's right. Also, just to let you know, at the end or when that prayer summit is over and our time is over, we will have some fellowship time in the cafe. So come and join us. Coffee, tea, and ice cream.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Right?
Good.
So yeah, so it'll be a nice time to gather together. And again, along with all different churches from Burnaby.
Yeah.
Right. So that'll be a great time.
Good. There's another thing we want to talk to you guys about today, and that is we're going to have the ILM weekend, or we might call it the International Festival, coming up on that same weekend, actually. So,
yes.
So it's June 5th, Sunday, June 5th.
June 5th.
Tell us a little bit about that, Penny.
Yeah, that's our ILM weekend. As you said, it's an international festival, and we will be celebrating, of course, that's also Pentecost Sunday, and we're going to have some special music, a special choir. We actually have, I think, 45 additional choir members from all our different international ministries areas, or ministries, which we have 9 of them. So we'll have a lot of participation. We're also going to have an amazing preaching team,
good. Yeah.
Dynamic duo, right? Pastor John Best.
Oh, hey, what?
And an elder, Roman...
Bonnertuk.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Leader of the Russian language ministry.
Yeah.
So we're going to share some preaching time.
That'd be so wonderful. Also in the connection, you can go in the connection and we're going to have music and dance and crafts from all over the world. So great time to be with each other. We encourage you to wear your national attire and just come and represent your country. We're going to have a lot of fun. So please join us Sunday, June the 5th.
Awesome. Thank you. So we've got a special guest here today.
We do.
We're going to introduce Jono Karame. Jono, welcome.
Hi there.
Hey, Jono. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Can you tell us about day camps coming up?
All right. Yeah. So It's super exciting because we take pretty much all of July and open up our downstairs Kidsman area for 4 weeks and welcome a bunch of kids. We've got a preschool camp that's running in July as well as an elementary school camp. And between the two of those, we are going to be welcoming 150 kids each week.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you doing?
Well, we're obviously going to teach the Bible, introduce them to God's word. A lot of them don't normally attend church or are guests of people who have invited them for the first time. So we're really excited about that. We do lots of skits and games, a bunch of crafts and things like that to just help build some community, get people excited, and share God's love in some really fun, kid-friendly ways. We also have some field trips and some dramatic little things that we do, and Prank Week is also a fun time too.
Prank Week,
yeah. it's a chance for us to kind of, you know, show some love to our volunteers who have been with us for 4 weeks.
Nice. Okay. So is there any space left or is it all full?
Technically, we are all full. I know we do have a waiting list, so we are kind of trying to get all those spots to the people who are on the waiting list. But I'm particularly excited because we saved a bunch of spots for people who are from the community, like Edmund School, who wanted to come join us, and Journey Home and House of Omid. So there's a bunch of people who expressed interest in being able to attend some summer programs, but can't normally get access to them. So we were able to keep some spots and welcome them.
Beautiful. So for those of you listening, the invitation here is to pray.
Yes.
And pray that God would work in really significant ways in the lives of the kids that are coming to the camp. Yeah, go ahead.
Is there anything else, Shauna, we can be doing for you? Is there any other opportunities?
Yeah, I think you could also pray to discern whether or not you're being called to volunteer with us for the summer. I mean, it's a little bit different than a regular Sunday school commitment. I mean, it is a full day to join us, but it's only 1 week of your summer. So if you've got a vacation and you're discerning how you might be available for God to use you in the lives of kids in their faith journey, we would love to have you and for you to try it out. It's a nice sampler of the fun and craziness that we get to experience together at Kidsmin. And so that would be one area in which people could pray about getting involved with and getting a taste of just what we get to do here.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What about also supporting you? I think that there is an opportunity to support through, you know, benevolent.
That's right. So with some of those partnerships, we are giving them a full scholarship to be able to attend our programs. The cost to come to day camp is $120 for each kid. And so, you know, people who are able to pay for that for a week-long program are able to. But there are a fair bunch in our community that are unable to do that. So we go through the benevolent offering to be able to help cover that for them. And if you're considering to help support some kids or sponsor some kids to come to day camp, we would love to be able to accept your generous gifts from the Benevolent Fund.
Sounds beautiful. Wonderful. So you can give to the Benevolent Fund.
Yeah.
Right? Through a website, online, through check, through the Resource Center.
Totally.
Many different ways.
And then anybody who's unable to pay their day camp fees, we basically top it up from the Benevolent, you know, thanks to the giving of our church. It's really cool to see how we all get to come together.
That's a great opportunity to sponsor someone there. That's wonderful.
We want to get to know you just a little bit with some rapid-fire questions.
Okay, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yes. Yeah, we haven't told you what they are.
No.
So, Penny, why don't you start?
Okay, I'm going to start. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Pizza or pasta?
Both. A pizza with a side of pasta, please.
Cake or pie?
Ooh, pie.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs, 100%.
Drive or fly?
Drive as its own vacation, fly to someplace amazing and exotic.
Ocean or lake?
Ocean.
Coffee or tea?
Depending on what time of day. Both. I guess I'm really indecisive, it sounds like. Or just love everything. I'll go with that. That seems more positive.
Car or motorcycle?
Currently car, one day motorcycle.
Netflix or cable?
Netflix.
Skiing or snowboarding?
I can only snowboard. I would like to try both one day.
Book or podcast?
Podcast.
That brings us to the end. You answered them all.
All 10.
Okay,
hopefully I did okay.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the What's Up at Willingdon podcast. And if you've got any questions, find us.
Woo-hoo. That's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.